We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Is just a knockdown shooter and really good. But the Grizzlies, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think if I'm predicting today whether they just sit there at 40 and that's their only pick and that this draft is extremely boring for them, I would probably say that's unlikely. I think
they'd move up?
Picks fly around so much in the second round.
And they've got a ton.
And it, yeah, they have five.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that they're going to move up. They could move down. They could take no picks, but I think that if you're trying to predict whether or not the Grizzlies are just going to select one player at pick number 40, which is where they stand right now, I'd say that's probably unlikely. I think they'll have some sort of move, I guess.
That's good. I mean, I think everyone would like to see something because it's going to, I mean, we've talked about it these past, like, it's probably going to be an uneventful offseason for the Grizzlies, right? Like there's not a lot they can do.
I was actually talking to Mark Giannotto on his way out of here. Maybe. I mean, it's not guaranteed that it's going to be uneventful. It's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be
not making
super
some
eventful.
They're not making some big splash more than likely like this offseason because
no,
they still want to see what they have with Justice Winslow.
But
and that
they could
was
make
the
a
big
trade.
Move.
They could make a trade. I mean, they have the contracts to do that. So I wouldn't – Yeah. Relatively speaking,
Who are you specifically talking
Corgi
about?
Corgi Zhang.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to, if you move him now, or you move him at the deadline, or you let the contract expire going into free agency, and he's got a big contract. I mean, it's just up to the Grizzlies front office to determine what's the best way they can get a player.
Yeah.
Utilizing that big contract, and that could happen before the season starts.
Well, and when they brought him in, when he got here, it was pretty close to when Jaren was out for a little while, right? Like he came in and played a pretty solid role early when he got here, and then when the bubble happened, it really really diminished until Jaren got hurt.
He wasn't giving you much. Let's just be honest. I mean, it wasn't he wasn't a difference maker in the bubble for the team at all. So. Yeah, I mean, are the chances better that it's, relatively speaking, more uneventful than usual? Yes. But I wouldn't say that it's a done deal, that they're definitely just going to be quiet all the way up to the start of December 22nd. I think it's definitely on the table that they could make some moves before the season, or again, you could wait to the deadline, or even just let that deal expire and try and use it as cap space.
Yeah.
But if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, you might be able to utilize that better through a trade. So we'll just see what happens with them.
Story number four.
We're just going to do some NFL picks, right?
Yeah, we're kind of late to Jeff. Why don't we talk to Jeff, and then we can do our NFL picks when we come back at like 5:30.
That's perfect.
You want to do that?
That's
all right, cool.
Perfect. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. I know the entire state of Tennessee was excited last night when Derrick Henry had that 8-yard gain at the end of the first quarter. Made a lot of money for Tennesseans. And FanDuel's doing great bets like that. They got a ton of Masters bets this weekend as well. You can even bet on individual holes in the Masters. I'm looking at it right now. Tons of Masters bets. Get on that. And with the FanDuel Sportsbook app, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And again, the app, it's super easy to use, easy to register if you haven't yet, easy to deposit your money, and of course, easy to find that exact bet you're looking for. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Nobody gives away more stuff than the Fitz. Well, maybe Santa, but you gotta be nice to get that. With the Fitz, you just gotta play. Like the $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway every Friday and Saturday in November. Talking $500 here, $2,500 there. Let's see Santa do that. And on the 14th and 28th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. The $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet, and they cover the bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's actions. DraftKings will have special promotions and odd boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, your columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, I think you are addicted to dog pictures.
I don't think I posted once a photo. I didn't tweet anything. I haven't tweeted any dog pictures recently.
But I'm friends with you on Facebook now, and I just watched a dog video from like 3 hours ago.
Oh, I just put up a video. It is true. I put up a dog's video. What'd you think?
I mean, it's cute, but like, I mean, I get on Facebook now and it's all
Gus.
It wasn't
so great. Yeah, no. Yes, there's no question. Since Gus arrived, I've actually ratcheted it back now. There was someone at one point tweeted, we've got to get Jeff Calkins a girlfriend because this is out of control. And, you know, that kind of registered with me.
And
I'm like, okay, I'm becoming a pathetic case.
It's not often that they can get to you, too. Like,
Drew Hill is staging an on-air intervention right here is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Drew Hill is staging an on-air intervention. So, listen, I don't – when you're complaining – it's one thing when Gary was complaining about too many puppy pictures because Gary was, you know, was a sullen, you know, crank. But you liked him. And if you've hit the over – you know, if you're now – You've had your limit.
No, I'm not at my limit. I think you might have a problem. Like you,
I think I could have a problem. Yeah. Well, and there was nothing extraordinary about today's video. It was just dogs running around in the backyard. But you know, some people have followed Gus's whole trajectory.
I kind of feel like Gus is my dog at this point.
And honestly, he wanted to, yeah. And yet he's easier to take care of. He's just a virtual dog, and that's probably. That's probably the way to go. Anyway, no football game this weekend. How about that?
I know. I was going to ask you what you're going to watch because, like, I guess Masters is it because I don't have anything to do. I've actually been – maybe I can take some suggestions on Twitter of what to do. I've been here for 2 years, and I've never been to the Memphis Zoo, if you can believe that.
It is legit.
I've been considering going tomorrow. I was going to maybe
you
go.
You should. Well – the best thing about that zoo is it is a legit great zoo with some fabulous exhibits, and it's also totally manageable. Like, if you go to the San Diego Zoo, it's a great zoo, but it'll take you, you know, a week to go through it, and you'll still won't, whatever. You won't see it all. The Memphis Zoo is just the perfect size because you can manage it, you can see everything, and yet it's fantastic. And have you been to how much times have you been to Shelby Farms?
I've been there a few times, but not. Yeah. I wouldn't say a ton of. I wouldn't say a lot.
Okay, the zoo is a there. Must. I mean, is a myth.
The, zoo, yeah,
the
go,
zoo's
go
a must.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Go fix that. Go fix that. You
I think that's going to be the plan tomorrow. Like, the football slate is awful. I mean, it's terrible. Bennett and
I'm
were honestly like we were considering ranking the best college games this weekend, but they are all so bad that it's like
What's the best college game? I mean, Florida-Arkansas, is that right? Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's that, only interesting, but it's only interesting because of the Felipe Franks thing, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think Florida is even better than people expected, and looks like they're going to be, you know, likely playing Alabama in the championship game, and then Arkansas is surprisingly sprightly. And so I'm not saying it's a great game by any stretch, but it's an okay game, right?
So would you
it's
put that
okay
number
game.
One?
Is Michigan-Wisconsin still happening?
It doesn't say canceled on ESPN. I'm looking on ESPN right now. It does not say canceled.
Well, Michigan, Michigan's been, horrendous. And so, whatever. But that's like certainly two big names, right?
I think, you know what? Honestly, the game that might interest me the most, and this is like kind of crazy to say, it might be Indiana-Michigan State because I've watched Indiana win two games in a row now. They're mm-hmm. a top 10 team, which is crazy for Indiana. And you don't really believe that they're legit. And they got Ohio State coming up pretty soon. And so maybe Indiana-Michigan State is the most interesting to me. That might be what I have on TV at 11 a.m.
How about Northwestern go Cats, Purdue?
I don't know.
Okay, how about Virginia Tech-Miami?
No. Miami's fake good every year. They're fake good again this year. It is not a.
How about just? It's always fun watching that Ole Miss offense. Ole Miss, South Carolina.
I am a big Lane Kiffin guy, so
I know.
That's
so, yeah, that's fun, right?
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I kind of like that. I can get with that. No,
it's not a great slate. I think we can all agree it is not a great slate. But we've got the Masters for God's sakes. Like, as a plan B, what do you want?
Right. And my guy's in first place.
Justin Thomas.
Did you see my tweet earlier about Justin Thomas?
I did not see your tweet about Justin Thomas.
I went and found him in my high school yearbook today.
Was he your graduating class or was he?
No, he was a little bit older than me.
Okay.
I went and found him though, and his senior year, because I just was interested in what his senior quote would be and stuff.
Yeah.
So here he is. Distinguished member of the Gentleman's Breakfast Club for 4 years, golf mm-hmm. for 4 years, intramurals for 1 year, mm-hmm. and then a ping pong club member
okay. For
3 years. Right. Justin Thomas, noted ping pong club member. And ready? This is his senior quote.
It's going to say, I am going to win the Masters in the fall of 2020.
That would have been amazing if that was what it was.
It didn't say that.
It's still pretty good. It says, remember, Danny, two wrongs do not make a right, but three rights make a left. Ty Webb, Caddyshack.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's a Caddyshack quote, which fits. Ends up being pretty fitting if, you know, he's now was at one point the number one golfer in the world.
For him, like, Caddyshack was old school. Like, he wasn't born when Caddyshack came out, was he?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, if he's not that much older than me, Caddyshack feels like...
You weren't born when Caddyshack came out?
I'm going to look up when Caddyshack came out right now. Let's see.
I have a confession. I've never seen all of Caddyshack.
1980, so I was negative 15 years old when Caddyshack came out. I'm a kid.
I never have either, Jeff.
Is that true?
Yeah. And I'm a movie guy.
Don't you feel bad saying that out loud?
I feel bad saying that out loud. Well, I've never seen Hoosiers either.
You've seen parts of all of it. Like, I've seen parts of Caddyshack.
I've seen parts, yes.
I'll tell you, there's a movie that I have not seen that I started watching the other day on Netflix, now that I figured out who's Netflix.
Oh, good.
In my dotage.
Next is TikTok, but we'll get to that.
Dog TikToks. That's what's coming next. Glory. Did you ever see Glory?
Oh, yeah, about Texas Western. Well, now Utah.
No, Glory. Yeah, that's Glory Road, I think.
Oh, Glory with Matthew Broderick and Denzel. Great movie. I don't remember the infantry, but it was like the first black infantry in the Union Army in the Civil War.
Matthew Broderick is put in charge. Now, I tell you, I hate tension, so I started watching it, and it's clear that, like, he's being put in charge of this all-black regiment, and he is hapless, right? Like, he's a little hapless or a coward or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure he's going to come along. Don't tell me. Don't, no spoiler alert. But, I'm going to watch. I'm going to finish watching that. Great movie that I gather, great movie, right? Have you seen that one, Drew?
No, I'm literally the absolute worst movie person in the world. Like, you just named a bunch of actors. You just named a bunch of actors. I couldn't put a face to any of those names.
Oh, come on. You know who Denzel is.
Okay.
We only named two actors.
I got one.
Morgan Freeman.
And Matthew Broderick.
Morgan Freeman's in it, yep.
I have no idea who Matthew Broderick is.
Well, I don't know that you should.
It's Ferris Bueller. You know who Ferris Bueller is?
No.
There's silence.
Dude.
I only saw all of Ferris Bueller within the last year. I went back and watched all of Ferris Bueller within the last year.
Pretty good.
You know,
movie.
We can do a lot of catching up during this pandemic. You know, you can catch up on a lot of things you missed.
Well, not. I got about a month left, less than a month before I go into the NBA. Well, for me, it is because we got the NBA stuff coming back. I'm going
to
be working.
Do you have any sense how much you are going to travel during the end? Like, typically, you're now the beat writer, and we didn't at the Daily Memphian do road games. We didn't travel all the road games or anything. We watched them on TV, and Chris Harrington would write about it. And Chris, of course, is still writing about the NBA brilliantly over at the Daily Memphian. But now you're like the daily beat writer, and so you normally would have gone to all the games or most of the road games.
Well, this is a bit of a sore subject, but I mean, what's the value? What's the value in going to a game when I'm going to sit there and watch a game in Salt Lake City, and then I'm going to jump on a Zoom call with everybody else?
There's the only value is if it's
fun to go to Salt Lake City. That's the value.
No, if it's the opener, like you want, there might be some scene involved, right? Like, the first, I've said this before, but when the Tigers played at the Liberty Bowl, the first game, half of my column and my story was about, you know, the scene. And so there might be early on, just like when you went down to the bubble, there wasn't much value after a while, but at first you have the whole bubble thing, right?
Right.
And so, but beyond that, there's no value. There's no value. It's a waste of money. I'm not making the decision for the Daily Memphian or for the commercial.
Don't say that too loud, Jeff. Don't say that too loud.
But it is. It's a waste. It's. I mean, I didn't. You know, when Memphis football plays on the road, I don't go now. I typically used to go. But why would I go? I got to jump on a Zoom call to talk to the players anyway.
Right.
And so, it makes no sense.
No, and the disappointing thing is not even that. It's that so. You know, as a young guy, 25-year-old, like, I still have a pretty strong social life, right? Like, I'm not – I don't just sit around on Fridays and Saturdays.
You're not just sadly posting puppy pictures in your life.
Yeah, I'm not on – I don't even get on Facebook. I'm that young. Like, I don't even hardly use Facebook at all. So, no, but my point is that instead of – you know, you give up your social life when you sign up for a job like this, and you do it on purpose – like, you gladly do it, right?
Because it's – Because it's
yes, you will. Because instead of going to Brooklyn, I'm going to be sitting on my couch writing a game story until 1 a.m. Instead of being out somewhere else.
You will be working. Here's a question I have for you. You've been writing about the draft, and you wrote about Precious and where he might land.
Right.
How good do you think both Precious and James will be as NBA players? Like, James, you know, is probably most people think is going to go one or two, right? But Hollinger has him at 8 or 9, and Kevin Pelton has him lower than that because what they use as a metric, and they say is more predictive than you would think, is AAU stats, and that James did not dominate in AAU, and so. Listen, they still have him ahead of Precious, but they have him pretty, at least Hollinger does, but pretty low. So how good do you think they will each be? If the GMs called you and said, Drew, sure. I just want to get your sense of what do you think they're going to be in the NBA? What's the answer? What's your prediction?
I would start by saying this, like, first of all, good is a very vague term, right? So
how are they going to be all-stars? How impactful are they going to be?
What type of player? What do I think that they can become at their ceiling? I would say that
No, not at their ceiling. What do you predict they will become?
Okay. I think that James is going to be a solid starting NBA center. And I say center. Like, I don't see him – Jay Billis called him a Chris Bosh type. I don't see him as like a step away type of guy, but I do see him as a good shot blocker, a guy who can play in the post, a guy who can run the floor. He does move well for a big man. I don't see him as like a. I don't know if I've seen a multi-time All Star in James Wiseman yet.
Will he make an All Star team?
I would say the chances are probably yeah. I would say yes. He's still 19 years old.
You think he's going to be a starting five,
a strong starting center,
and a borderline all-star center.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think he will be. Yeah.
You know, like now Zach Randolph was made two all-star games or something. I think Mark might have made three. Like, but you're talking like that level of player, not like either of those players, of course, but a borderline all-star player. What do you make of Precious? What do you think he's going to be?
I don't know if he's an all-star type player. I think he's going to be a versatile defender and a guy who can get a lot of rebounds. He is older than James, and he also – so he's a little bit further along, and he also just probably needs some more polish on the offensive end. We saw that with the Tigers. Like, he's not going to be able to
– more polish.
He is not going to be able to push people around. But like, he scored all those points for Memphis because he could push people around, and he went to that spin move over and over and over again. And that's just not going to work at the NBA level. So I think he has a ways to go. Do I think that he can be a good player, a very good role player? Yes, I do. Like, I think he can be an awesome small ball center. I think he can get – a lot of rebounds, and he has a really high motor, and he can be a very productive player.
You think he'll be a very good small ball center, not all-star level,
yes,
but going to make
I think
a lot
he'll
of money,
be a very good NBA role player, yeah.
Okay, now how worried would you be for each of them about the following possible problems with their mindset, okay? And with James, it will be – how big a concern would this be? The – how much does he want it? And it's honestly not really just that he walked away from Memphis because that was so complicated, like whatever. But even within that, there was always this sort of whispers of James, how much does he want it, right? It felt sometimes like James was more interested in, you know, doing his music or whatever.
Well, don't you think that's a fair question? I think it's a fair
question. Well, now, hold on. Let me ask you. Hold on. And then with Precious, how concerned would you be about his ability to understand exactly what he is? In other words, Precious, at Memphis, you just had to put up with him doing, what the hell are you doing, Precious stuff, right? Because he did so much good stuff. But he didn't really always have a refined sense of what he was and what he's supposed to be. He was, in a different way than Dylan Brooks, is sort of overly ambitious, has an inflated sense of self, and it comes out in his game in a way that can be, I think Precious, there's a little bit of that with Precious too. Are either of those things, take them in order, things you would worry about if you were a GM?
With the James Wiseman thing, I would ask that question. Yes, I think that's a fair question because you did step. He had a chance to stay with Memphis and play and have and had a chance to really dictate how good or bad this team could be. Obviously, this team wanted him to be a part of the team, and he still walked away in the end. Does he have every right to feel bad about the situation and the way that it happened? Yes, he does. But I think that NBA GMs have a right to ask how much
Of course, they're going to ask. Do you yourself, is that a legitimate concern for you? Do you think he has issues of, I don't know how much he wants it? Not whether they have the right to ask the question. Of course they do. Do you yourself have doubts about how much he wants it?
Well, sure. I don't want to just – it's not fair, first of all, for me to say that. That's where I'm, like, hung up, right? Because I don't know the answer. I'm not around James all the time. But my answer would be that that's why I keep going back to I think it's a fair question to ask.
Well,
the answer is I don't know. I would probably have concerns when it comes to that because I don't know.
With Precious, do you have any concerns about his?
None. Because I think especially if he ends up in the right place and Boston at 14 is a place where he continuously is brought up when you mention him in the draft to people. And so if he ends up with Brad Stevens in Boston, I think that there's no question he'll be able to find his role. He's also going to be around more mature players.
And accept his role
because he's not going to be the guy. They're not going to need him to do what Memphis needed him to do last year. So when he made, again, right, like you said, when he made mistakes, you would just put up with it and you were fine with it because in the end you needed him to do it anyways. And if it resulted in mistakes, you just live with it because that's the only way you were going to win is by just giving the ball to Precious. And so at the NBA level, that's not going to be the case. And I think Precious, I have the utmost respect for him. Like, I think he's a super intelligent guy. I think he's really he's going to adjust really well at the next level. And you know, I think he's going to turn out to be, like I said, a really, really good player in the NBA. Even if he's not an all-star, I think he's going to be a really solid talent for whoever chooses to select him. And no, I have no concerns that he's going to find a way to fit wherever he ends up going.
Do you think there's a chance? Like, listen, there are players in the league who come in and we think they're going to be one thing. Bam Adebayo is one, right? But then they are so dedicated or whatever else. They land in the right place, and we see this in Toronto, right? They land in the right place, and they become more than anyone thought they could become. Do you think there is a chance that Precious actually could be an all-star? Like, because he is,
well,
he could be one of those guys?
Yeah, no, and he does actually kind of fit that mold a little bit, doesn't he? Especially, you know, there are question marks around him as well because of the role that he played in Memphis. We haven't seen him outside of you're the center, Precious, like go in there and get every rebound for us. We haven't seen him in a different role, and he's most likely not going to play that role when he gets to the NBA level. He could be a small ball center, like I mentioned, but it's still a totally different game from what Memphis had him doing last year. So sure, could he surprise us? Yeah, I think that's totally on the table. He could end up surprising us and turning out to be an all-star.
He was a total pleasure to cover, wasn't he? Like, he was just fun. He was a total pleasure to cover. And to
I just loved
James,
how thoughtful he was. Like,
so
you could tell he would think like you didn't ask him a question, and then, no offense to the other guys on the team, some of them would immediately crack a joke or laugh. Or,
right.
That wasn't Precious. He would make crack a joke, but he would, you know, mess with it a little bit first. He'd lead you down this extravagant answer, and then at the end he'd finally have the punchline. Like, he's just super smart. He's just a really smart guy. And you can tell.
And I also, in terms of James, you know, I know it's easy to, and I've bagged on him for walking away from the team, but I also don't forget the James Wiseman who posed for every single picture patiently, who, you know, I remember at that fan day at the Finch, not the Finch Center, I guess it was at Laurie Walton, where he was taking a picture with a 4-year-old kid, and the mom was taking the picture, and it became very clear you couldn't fit James and the 4-year-old kid, like, unless you backed up, you know, to the wall on the other side, you couldn't fit them in the same picture. So James sort of very quickly realized this and said, oh, and he just went and sat on the floor. And it was just a small thing, but I actually think, like, James is a good kid too. You know,
I know, I don't think there's any question that he's a good kid. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And that's why when you ask me something about does he want it, like, it's just hard.
Well,
it's hard.
I'm just asking for your opinion.
No, I know. We can, we're allowed to have opinions, but it's just especially when you're not around them every day. It's just tough. So that's just a tough.
Well, get yourself to the zoo, man. Get yourself.
I'm going to the zoo tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. If anybody has any zoo tips, you can tweet them at me at @DrewHill_.
Pandas are overrated. Pandas are overrated. But the hippos, the polar bear, like, you can't do better than that. You can't do better. The pandas just sit there and chew their cud and poop. And but, like, there's a good
chance
you're
going to get yourself in trouble with our boss, Jeff. You know that she's a big panda fan.
There's a good chance you will see the, swimming polar bears, you know, or swimming hippos. That's great.
Well, that would be awesome if I got a chance to see that. All right, Jeff, appreciate it.
See ya. Bye.
When we come back, we'll do some NFL picks. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. I saw this one. East Carolina is at Cincinnati this weekend. Cincinnati is a 27.5-point favorite, but if my memory serves me correctly, Cincinnati beat the Tigers by 39 points, and East Carolina is a terrible football team. Cincinnati's beaten them by more than that, so love Cincinnati tomorrow. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And again, if you haven't tried the live betting yet, it's so easy to place your bet fast during a game if you're seeing a trend that you're starting to like. That's especially helpful during the Masters this weekend. They've got a ton of Masters bets. You can even bet on individual holes, so that's pretty cool. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expire 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SB Black Friday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I have a secret, but you have to promise not to tell anyone.
Then don't tell me.
Neither.
This Monday,
Bob is going to ask me to marry him.
Oh, my.
It's the return of the CBS original comedy series, Bob Hart's Abishola.
This spot would be the perfect place
to... No, you have no idea what marrying a Nigerian woman entails. The process will be very stressful.
Because I'm a white guy?
That does not help.
The Bob Hart's Abishola season premiere, Monday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Are you looking for the biggest brands in computers to sell? The place to look is Coupa Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, CoupaSystems.com. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. You have to go to an Apple store to get an Apple product. You get Apple products at Coupa Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call, 901-360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. Any of the consultants at Coupa Systems can help you. Tell them what it is you're going to be using a computer for. Like, are you a gamer? That's an expensive computer. If you want to make sure you don't get shot over and over again in Call of Duty or whatever it is you're playing. But if you're just somebody spreading lies on Facebook, you don't need a $2,000 computer to do that. You can do that easy with like a $200 or $300 computer. So at Coupa Systems, that's the great thing. They have a variety, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road desktops, notebooks, tablets. Whatever you need, they'll be able to find it for you. It'll be perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced. If it's better priced, you're saving money. Coupa Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, CoupaSystems.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. We didn't get we talked about how much the college slate is terrible, so we didn't get a chance to get to our NFL picks in the 444 segment, so we'll do it now, Bennett. Let's go down the line.
Let's get some NFL music. Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Also, I mean, as you know, sports betting legal in Tennessee now, so you know, you can, if you want to take my picks, I know a lot of people like to take Jeffrey's picks.
Yeah.
We can compare.
Including me.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with, first of all, half the games, 3 o'clock. Kind of weird, probably because of the Masters.
Weird, yeah.
That's my guess. But if you're an NFL fan and you sit in front of your couch like me and watch Red Zone for 7 hours,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun to have half the games in the late slate. That's
gonna
be fun.
Yeah, I think so, yep.
All right, let's start with Houston and Cleveland. The game is in Cleveland, and the Browns are 3.5-point favorites. Browns are 5-3. Texans are 2-6.
Yeah, there's supposed to be bad weather in this game.
Two teams that are awful against the spread, 1-7 for the Texans and 3-5 for the Browns.
Okay. Yeah, Cleveland minus three. I like that. The Texans are awful defensively, and that team has kind of given up a little bit, I feel like. They fired, remember earlier this week, they fired like the PR person that everyone really respected around the league. And I just think there's a lot of bad juju going on with the Houston Texans right now. So I like Cleveland. They're coming off a bye. I'll take Cleveland minus three.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Browns in this one. I think that the Texans honestly don't even want to win at this point.
No,
their coach has already been fired.
Right.
There's no reason for that team to be in win mode at all. So give me the Browns. Baker Mayfield, did he play last week or was that the – or did
they're
they
on a bye last
off?
Week.
They had the week off. So
yeah.
He's been up and down this season, but I think he'll be good against the terrible Houston Texans. I like the Browns.
Yep.
Next game, Washington, the football team versus the Detroit Lions. The football team is 2-6, and the Lions are 3-5 this season. Washington's 3-4-1 against the spread. Lions are 3-5. The Lions are 4.5-point favorites, Bennett.
Ooh, it's kind of a large number. I might go with Washington football team there on the road.
Yeah, I like Washington too, Alex Smith. You know what?
Antonio Gibson, who's been awesome this year. I think
he's
better
been great.
Than people,
one of the
I
best better rated than people rookies.
Hey, I took him early in one of my fantasy drafts, and people were kind of making fun of it. He's been awesome. I'm in first place, so suck it, y'all.
Yeah, I like Washington in this game simply because the Lions are super, super miserable just in general. Not that the I almost said the R word right there, the Redskins.
Yep.
Not that Washington is any better than Detroit, but I just have a feeling I would honestly go Washington money line in this game. I don't even need the 4.5 points.
Cool.
Just give me the football team to win. Next game, Jaguars and Packers. 1-7, miserable Jacksonville Jaguars versus the 6-2 Packers. Packers have been great against the spread this year, 6-2, but they are 13.5-point favorites at home against the Jags. Who you got, Bennett?
That's why, I mean, the NFL is so annoying. Green Bay 13.5.
Really? It is hard to take a 2-touchdown favorite in the NFL, even at home. In any scenario, I think it's difficult.
The Packers have been like Jekyll and Hyde. Like they'll come. I mean, they laid the egg versus Minnesota at home. But I think they're an opportunistic team. Like when they're playing a crappy football team like the Jaguars, they pounce on them.
They didn't do that against the Vikings, but yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Minnesota's better than I think people initially thought, so yeah, I think they destroy the Jags.
You know, I'm also a pretty firm believer in Vegas is really good at this, and so looking at the Packers 6-2 against the spread, I think that number gets closer to even, and 13.5 is a lot of points. So I'll go against you on this one,
okay.
And I'll take the points with the Jags.
All right.
Let's go quicker. Eagles and Giants, 4-point spread. Both teams suck. Who do you like?
Yeah, I could see the Giants winning this game. I think that they get a lot. Their defense is underrated. I think they get a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz. I would take the Giants.
Daniel Jones doesn't beat anybody except for Washington, so
that's a good point.
For that reason, I will take. I'll take the Eagles in that game, and I don't think the Giants want to win anyways. Giants played pretty well against the Bucs, but, I'll take the Eagles. Bucs and Panthers, the Bucs are on the road, and they are 5.5-point road favorites. Panthers, I think, are a little bit underrated. I still think that they're a solid team. The Bucs haven't played well recently. I'm tempted to take the Panthers and the points here and go against Tom Brady and the Bucs, although they are due for a bounce back. Even though Christian McCaffrey for the Panthers, I will still go with the Carolina Panthers.
I like that. Broncos at Raiders. Vegas is a 4-point favorite. Divisional game.
Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders. Let's go Raiders. Chargers at Dolphins. Miami, 1.5-point favorite. I don't know, man. I'd like the Chargers to win that game.
I will have my Tua-time t-shirt on
Sunday.
So, and I'll have a Miami Dolphins hat on, and I will be cheering hard for the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins. Great team against the spread, 6-2.
Yep, Bills at Cardinals. Cardinals a 2.5-point favorite. That's odd to me. I mean, the Bills are 7-2.
Yeah.
On the road, traveling, I guess, but like,
I've been on the Cardinals all year long. They've been great against the spread too. I think the Cardinals have been underrated from the jump, and I'm going to stick with the Cardinals there.
Give me the Bills. Seahawks at Rams. Rams are a 1.5-point favorite at home.
Rams.
Seahawks.
Wow, we're going against each other on all these.
Yep.
All right, lightning round. 49ers and Saints. Saints are 9.5-point favorites.
I don't like the 9.5. The Saints are kind of mistake prone. I still think they win the game, but I don't like the 9.5.
Yeah, give me the points with the Niners. I think they'll run the ball on the Saints, and they'll keep it within 10. Bengals and Steelers. Steelers 7.5-point favorites at home.
Oh, this one's tough because I watched the Bengals beat the Titans. I actually don't think the Bengals are that bad.
I don't think they're that bad either, and they're great against the spread. And get more than a touchdown, I'll take the Bengals.
I'll take the Bengals too. Yeah. Steelers to win, but yeah, Bengals in the points. Yep. And then Ravens at Patriots is the Sunday night football game. Ravens -7.
Give me Baltimore. Yeah. New England is disinterested. And I don't even want to pick the Bears game. Always pick against the Bears. They're miserable. And Matt Nagy's not calling plays anymore. So, I mean, I guess that's... That'll surely fix everything. That'll make Nick Foles look awesome.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Anyway, there you go. There's your picks.
Not bad. A lot of going against each other there, but I think we did okay.
Yeah, and we'll come back. I might tweet out the results on Sunday.
Okay,
you never
sounds
know.
Sounds good.
All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Howie, what has Robert Irwin Jewelers been doing the last few months?
Well, love never stops, and either does Robert Irwin Jewelers. I took some of the extra time I had. I started thinking about things, bringing in more financing options for everybody. Because guess what, Danny?
What?
Well, you know, like, you love her, and you want to marry her, and you want to get down on one knee, and I'm making that possible for you. Don't keep putting it off. I got bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check out our RIJ FlexPay program. We've just put it in our stores. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers or rijewelers.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and on my podcast, The Edge, I've been investigating one of the biggest sports scandals ever, the Houston Astros sign-stealing scheme. Now, in a special two-part series finale, I'm getting to the bottom of it. I'm exclusively talking to the man who knows the Astros' secrets, Jeff Luhnow.
This will be the first time I've had an opportunity to tell my story.
I'm revealing the corruption ran deeper than anybody realizes.
I don't think that if you really wanted to dig, you'd be happy with what you found.
You'll learn why the Astros scandal is just the tip of the iceberg.
When there's this much money at stake, you can't stop people from compromising their ethics to try and gain an edge.
Bounce with a wagon, our ring is not fake. Astros will prevail.
Listen to The Edge, Houston Astros, available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway. Like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And we've got even more ways to get it. Just order online with our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover the bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Enjoy classic Creole dishes with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 gift certificates to Beignet's Restaurant in downtown Memphis. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Daniel may not have been quite prepared for how fast his home in Eads would sell when he listed with Josh Hysaw. It happened super fast. Josh got it sold in just one day for more than the asking price, because that's the kind of thing Josh Hysaw regularly does. How does he do it? He does it with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand, gets them sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. So give him a call and let him help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at the agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. If you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I'm just a puppet
here. If you Welcome back. Final time today. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Jeff for joining us, to Colin for joining us, and, of course, to Dan Wilkin for joining us as he does every Friday. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that the Grizzlies are going to have fans, or at least they expect that they're going to have fans at home games this year. The capacity is going to be roughly 20%. That puts it at around 3,500 to 3,800 fans. And that's better than nothing, Bennett. We will take that.
Yep.
And I just hope that the atmosphere can still be fun, even though it It clearly can't be the same because of coronavirus.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I think it is an American Athletic Conference showdown between the East Carolina Pirates and the Cincinnati Bearcats in Cincinnati. Let me pull this one up real quick. Cincinnati is a 27.5-point favorite. Now, I did say in my FanDuel Live earlier that Cincinnati beat Memphis by 39 points. 27.5. East Carolina's won one game. It's at Cincinnati.
And it's at Cincinnati. Yeah, that's
you
the
think,
big,
what,
that's
you,
the
what do you thing. Think about that?
I think that, I mean, that seems pretty obvious to
that
me.
That seems pretty obvious to me, too. I mean, I think they just destroy them.
And East Carolina has been terrible for years now, too. It's not like they're an up-and-down team. Like, they just stink. You know Cincinnati's good. They've proven it already.
Yeah, well, I like Cincinnati in the 27.5. That works for me.
What should I watch on TV?
Okay, we got a brand-new Dateline at 7 o'clock on NBC. I don't have a preview. That's GP's job. I'm not going to do the preview, but it looks interesting. You got SmackDown on Fox at 7 o'clock. We talked about East Carolina at Cincinnati on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. On CBS Sports Network at 7, you've got Battle of Conference USA teams, Florida Atlantic at Florida International. And on FS1, got a Big Ten matchup, Iowa at Minnesota, both teams 0-1. If you're looking for a little bit higher level of a football game to watch tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yes, Jeff Calkins has a nice column over at the Daily Memphian about an Army staff sergeant who's a 38-year-old who signed to play golf at Christian Brothers. It's a great column, so you should just, you know, Jeff doesn't write bad stuff. Everything Jeff writes is fantastic, so you should check that out. Also, there's a high school football showcase going on over at the Liberty Bowl. I'm sure we will have coverage
from
John Varlas. Yes, I'm sure we'll have coverage from John Varlas over at the Daily Memphian on that, too. So if you're interested in high school football recruiting, you should make sure you check that out as well.
What's on tap next week?
GP will be back next week. Until then, I am out of here. I'm sure he's going to talk a lot about the Masters, break down the NFL, do a little college football, but it was fun. It was fun as always, Bennett.
Yep. Yes, sir. Appreciate you doing it.
I'm looking forward to watching the Masters all day on Sunday, and I'll have Red Zone on my other TV. But until then, have a great weekend, 901.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action in DraftKings Sportsbook, which is America's top-rated sportsbook. It wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they covered a bet. With risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Corky's is the answer for your holiday feast. Turkey, hams, and all the fixings. Oh, by the way, try our new Southern Layer cakes. Order corkysbbq.com and save $5.
Love Keno to go? Well, now there's more to love with a chance to win up to $300,000 just by adding Bullseye to your play. What are you waiting for? Keno to go is available to play today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Send money worldwide with Ria Money Transfer. You'll get great exchange rates and save on fees, too. Try Ria at Kroger today. NMLS number 920968.
Wendy's new Class 5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for 5.
We got you. For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has 2 locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
If you've been thinking about test driving a new club car onward, now's the perfect time to check out the new and used models or build your own. Club car personal and utility transportation vehicles offer quality, dynamic power options, and with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Visit online at lads.net and find the club car that's right for you.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's up your life.
Enjoy classic Creole dishes with...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.